Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the Labor Department said today that another 1.5 million people filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total to nearly 46 million in the last 13 weeks. We're joined now by former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. Welcome back.
Glad to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, and some people are starting to go back to work as businesses reopen. The number filing for unemployment is going down, although it's still high. Are you seeing some signs of hope in the numbers we're seeing in the recent jump in retail sales, or what's your assessment of what we're in for right now?
Better than I probably would have guessed 3 or 4 weeks ago, but I think it's more that the bounce back we knew would come has come a little faster than we expected, than it is that there's a profound change in where we're headed. The basic conclusion driving an economic view that we're still going to be substantially short of normal until we get a vaccine. I haven't seen anything that causes me to change my mind about that. The retail sales number was a particularly striking number, Jeremy, because in most every respect, we've all been saying that this crisis is much worse than the 2008 financial crisis. But as of now, retail sales are only down between half and two-thirds as much as they were in 2008. So it does represent some kind of return towards at least the normal range of crisis.
Well, how much more federal assistance do you think is going to be needed, and what should Congress do now?
Congress should urgently support state and local governments. Congress should urgently appropriate at least 2% of all the money it appropriates for testing and contact tracing. Congress should refashion the expanded unemployment insurance to invest more in administering a program that works rather than simply extending high benefit levels for a lucky few. And Congress should oversee the business support programs to make sure that the taxpayers are getting the right value for money in terms of claims on the upside when taxpayers are providing support on the downside.
Well, when you say reform unemployment, what do you mean by that specifically?
I mean making sure that if somebody works half-time, they can get a half unemployment benefit. I mean appropriating enough money so that here in the 21st century, we have the IT systems that enable everybody who's eligible to get their application through and start receiving the benefits they urgently need. I mean adjusting eligibility rules so that people who were previously self-employed or who were previously in the gig economy are able to get the unemployment insurance they need.
What about the Fed, which has taken extraordinary steps to prop up the economy? This week, it announced it will start buying individual corporate bonds. Is the Fed getting it right?
The most important lesson of financial crisis is that there is more risk of underreacting than there is of overreacting. And Jay Powell and the Fed have heeded that lesson. I do think we need to think a little bit more about people's capitalism rather than capitalists' capitalism. But overall, I would give the Fed high marks.
Let me ask you one more thing and have you put your former president of Harvard hat on. Universities around this country are trying to figure out what to do. They're looking at dramatically falling revenues from tuition, from room and board. They are trying to get things open in the fall. The professors are worried that they're going to be putting themselves at risk if they go into the classroom. What would your advice be to universities, large and small around this country, should they push to open this fall?
Yeah, I think there's a famous phrase that the Supreme Court used in a very different educational context, all deliberate speed. You have to start with the basic trump, which is health and safety. And you need to recognize that a college dormitory is a lot like a cruise ship. And we know that cruise ships are dangerous, and there's risks of the same kind with respect to college dorms. It seems incredibly important right now to be back in September rather than back a few months later. I'm not sure in 3 years those few months are going to look quite as important as they do right now. And if this contributes to setting off a second wave, that's going to be a very substantial danger. So I am worried about people overdoing it in terms of speed.
That is Larry Summers, former president of Harvard University, former Treasury Secretary, and former director of the National Economic Council. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Thanks.